days in the run. So on the run, the second run on the page, you know, the base, Tanya Rishivan Gamil Omer, Nodim Voyit Lomer Klum. He makes another Bimoyi, which is this name for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's nothing. But in the Shua, the Moshe said, Re'el Kinuyim L'Shua. That's a Kinuy for Shua. Rachi Perushe. The Shem Lil Afrushi Masisan also, he's not coming to argue, he's coming to explain. Chitari Nodim Bimoyi L'Omer Klum. Nodim Bimoyi Loid Omer Bimoyi. Bilchud. That's not all he said. That works. The Mishnah says not a b'moyi. It works. Not that he said nodar. He made a shua b'moyi with the word moyi because it doesn't work. Elo the amr b'mumsa the amr moyi with the shua that Moshe said. Klarma b'shua shenish b'Moshe. Moshe swore. Where did Moshe swear? Can it see? B'yal Moshe lo sheves esa ish. Moshe agreed to stay with Yisro. The Chazal understand whether that meant that he made a shua, he would not leave without Yisro's permission. Shemachit Tanan, Nodim B'moyi. Now it says Nodim B'moyi. So why the word Nodar B'moyi? Dilo Omar Shua, Shkuka B'moyi. Had he said the word shua or shkuka, which is the kinei for shua, right? Bimoyi, hayamashu d'omer bimoyi bilchud. So, the if he said he made a shua with the word mohi, and that's not correct because you can't say the shua just with the word mohi. Therefore, the Mishnah used the lashon of nader bimoyi. He made a nether using the something about mohi. Imashu d'omer b'mohi, which is not correct. Yishamachitzan nodar lashvinan the be'inan sheyazker nidra shal Moshe. He should mention the neder that Moshe said, the commitment that he made. The hainu shua v'hanukam rishon gamliel b'mumsa d'omer mohi, the shua that he said. Okay. That the Bryce continues and says, if he says the word bimumi or bimumsa, it doesn't work. He says mumi or mumsa, it works. Then what, so what's that about? If he says the word with the letter beis in the beginning, that doesn't work. The Mishnah says he made a neder b'mohi. It doesn't mean he said b'mohi. He said a neder using the word mohi. Elbaloi beis. L'hakir sahadat loitnan shusa shkuka mumi. So just the Mishnah gives three cases. Shusa, shkuka, and mumi. It's a word. Why do you need the beis? Why say nodar b'mohi? But tanan nodar b'mumi. Mishum the shusa shkuka nigzar mishua. They come directly from the word shua. Mashen ken b'mumi. It comes from something else. Neficha shen kinuim chalukim. Hirsek b'neim b'nodar b'neder. So it uses the word neder to show it's like a new type of a new. You use this, you use that, you made your shul with this. So, it's now, the Ran doesn't explain why the beis should make a difference. Just taking it out, if it's a straight kinoi, so just let's say, well, you say shua, you don't say bishua. It's a person says, I'm making a shua that I won't eat. Right? He doesn't say bishua, he says shua. So we're saying over here that if a person would say mumi or mumsa, that's a form of shua. So he made a shua that you don't need a base for that. But not only that, the base undermines, because that's then it sounds like you're, like, I'm, there's almost a person saying, I'm swearing by a shua. with a shua. I swear. Bishua, a person say bishua means I'm committing to do X by the significance of a shua. So that's where the base is a problem. Okay, so Mishnah is continuing with Lasharnas, which work or don't work. That was getting past. Excuse me, it's getting past the introductory word, the yad or the kinoi. It's dealing with the actual nusach of the netter. And it's really discussing the concept of hatfasa. So you have to be typist in iser, something which is usser through a netter. So Ha'omer, here's a place where the kudos would be helpful.
Good morning, Mas.
So Chazal understand that the person, at least in the Aramaic, a lamed with a patach under it can represent the word not. Ha'omer lach chulin sh'aycholach. Lachulin is like saying loichulin shecholach, and we're going to derive from that what it means to say is no. That which I eat, eat from you, should not be chulin. It should be hektish and be osur. It should be a netter and it should be osur. He's using a negative or loy kosher or loy dochi. So those things, it's not kosher or it's not tor. That what I would eat from you. So it's which means it's like it's tamei or like it's aser. So he's using a lashon of, he's saying his lashon of iser through an inference. That what I eat from you should not be considered kosher. So that Mishnah says that's a valid lashon. Interesting application of this is there's a shita which says Mishnah Berurah's shita which says. If that's the hakpada, so the beginning of the paragraph in the first bracha of Rechus Kriya Shema, lekel baruch nimoisiteinu, he brings up your mak to say li, not la or law, because that would be read as not. So you mak to say with the shwa, or he says tor. Betamei noiser pigel, so all these are usur. Because these are things which apply to kabbonis. Since they apply to kabbonis, so you're being matvis in the korban. Being matvis in the korban is a valid lashon of neder. Now he says keimra, like the sheep. No, so we say he means the sheep of a korban. So how do we know? Because they have a rule stam the Dorm Lahachmir that if we're not sure what he meant, we assume he meant Isser. He can mean a sev chulin or a sev of hektish. This should be like a sheep. This foot over here should be like a sheep. Ke imra should be. What do you mean? Like what type of imra? You mean imra of a korban? Stam the Dorm, we assume he meant Isser. Or kedirim, like the corrals of animals. What animals refer to? The corrals that they had in the Mishalim, where they would keep the kabbonis. Ke'etzim, like the wood of the Mizbeach. Ke'ishim, like the fire of the Mizbeach. Ke'mizbeach. Ke'hechol. Okay. There'll be a shayla in over here. Does it mean the kabbonis which are brought in the hechol? It has to be the Hechel itself, because the Hechel itself was built from the Trumas Halishka, but so it was built from Dabra Hanadr, Shirishalayim. So it means like the Kabbalah in Yerushalayim. Nadr Be'echad, Mikol Masham Shem Miham Mizbeach, Alpishal Hizker Korban, raise a netter. They raise another big Korban. It's equivalent to making a netter with a Korban, being Matthews into a Korban. I mean, matvis into a korban means saying this should be also to me like a korban, or like a kainah, which is a kinah for a korban, or like any of these things is equivalent to saying he was matvis in a korban. It only works if he says Kid Yerushalayim, but not if he says Yerushalayim. Now the Mor is going to bring a braisa which says even if he says Kid Yerushalayim, it doesn't work. The Mor is going to say simple cholikus what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. Okay, so there's a lot of ran over here. So the ran is a little bit deceptive because on the page, on this page, is not so much. But you look at the next page, you realize until it gets to the Gemara, it takes them a while. Let's see the ran. La kosher la dochi. So the Ran actually had the gears of the Mishnah, not loy kosher but la kosher, and not loy dochi but la dochi, is one word. And he says kulam bepatches halamed. All of them, you all read all of them with a patach under the lamed. Mishabach is aser. That's why it's aser. The Mishnah Moy, because we understand that the lamed with the patach is understood to mean loy chulin ela korban, loy kosher ela osir, loy dachi not permitted ela osir. So where do you see that the word dachi means lashon of heter and iser? Kedashon hachi got be heter. We use this language of dachi in regards to the heter. Kedaminin hayir yaseh ben yezra al kamsa shu dachi. So he said a certain type of grasshopper is kosher to eat. So he uses the word dachim, which is the word lashon tor, it's the Aramaic word for tahara, to refer to as heter and iser, chronomic siv, kolti per tahara. Kramat mutaris, the lashon of tahara and tumah not only means tahara and tumah in the Seder taharis usage, it also means lashon of iser and heter. Hell, ki omer loy kosher v'lo dochi ela osir komer. Okay, so he means iser. Says not should not be kosher, should be iser. So that's a form of being matvis into a netter. V'chitema, we mentioned in the we learned the Mishnah at the beginning. The difference between matvis b'davar hanader, I mean matvis b'davar ha'osir. So why are we assuming when he said loy kosher or loy dochi he meant to be matvis bedavar hanader? Maybe he meant to be matvis bedavar osir. You said this should be like chazer, right? This should be osir to me. It should not be permitted, just like chazer. We're saying he means it should be osir to me just like a korban is osir. Maybe he meant it should be osir to me like chazer. The chitema ela osir. The inference is it shouldn't be kosher, it should be osir. Fine. Mishum iser kamar, v'lo mishum neder. V'havu leki matis v'davar ha'osir, v'lo mitzir. So we can interpret what he's saying as he's being matis v'davar ha'osir, which makes it that the neder is not valid. So we're going to apply the rule of Samadurim Lahachmer over here to say he meant an iser which is generated through a neder. Torah Tamin Pigol Noisav Oser. Kach Girsa Ben Uschalos. This is the standard Girsa that you find in the different versions. Kasha Beinai. It's difficult. The word Torah is difficult. So Lachulin La Kasher La Dochi. I get Tamin Noisav Pigol. I get the word Torah is a problem because the word Torah is the Hebrew word of the Dochi. So we said dachi, we use the word la dachi, which means saying dachi doesn't work. So Torah also, without a lamed, it shouldn't work. And if Torah works without a lamed, so let dachi work without a lamed. So why is one case with a lamed, one case without a lamed? Because we're in my ikav bang Torah the dachi, the kim and the ton of la dachi the lamed, michlal the beloy lamed, loy mitzer, or whether you see you need the lamed. The kim and shekain, kim or tor, beloy lamed, lama yasser. So the same thing should be true with the word tor. You need a lamed. Well, how loy dachi, tangum shal tor, it's the same word. Such the ram is al perkalam, it was the dorim, shekos of tor bil lamed. So the Rama had the gear, so when he quoted this Mishnah of La Kosher, La Dochi, La Tor, Tomei noisu pickle. So he added a lamed to the word tor. Okay. Meigers in hachi b'masnisin la tor b'lamed is nichos. So therefore, if you have the gears of that in the Mishnah, it's good. Meigers in a late. If you're not garis the lamed in the Mishnah, nearly. Not because you don't need a lamed, but the Rambam says you need a lamed. You shouldn't have taught a lamed, but dochi loichosh the misli b'tor. Since he already said the letter lamed in regards to the word dochi, it did not see a need to repeat it again by the word tor. The misli the pshita the dochi b'tor shav ladadi the chadin yanu. So I said, you know, it's almost like I said the full phrase by X. And I say, you know, by the way, you can replace one of the words with Y, Z, etc. So you say the full phrase once, and you say, and then you repeat the word which can be exchanged. So, ladachi, tor. So, tor is like going back to the word ladachi, saying that you can say ladachi, or you're going to say lator. See, without saying the lamed, that's what it meant. Really, there are three different sets of the Mishnah. Using a word which the word itself is referring to heter. So then, you say, create a negative, not chulin. So you have to use a lamed with a patak. Umitzer, the michala v'tosh meyehein, because we use an inference. Manachulin kosher dochi tor. That's the first set. Kohecho shemasker shem shumure iser. Second set is things which indicate something is osir. But b'shayach b'kachim, but that's only true, and if they also apply to kachim, kagayin tomei pigol noiser. So those work on their own. They don't need a lamed with a patav. If they say it like that, so if you would say la noiser, la pigle, means this should not be like pigle. It should not be yisr. It should be heter. So lama would not work over there. Okay, v'hani nami avagav do l'amr lehu b'chof adimyan. So okay, so no lama. What about a chof? This should be like noiser, like pigle, like tamet. What's what about the chof? You don't need it. Mitzvah feel the rebuta. That works. The habikamar mukmin l'vasitzik rebuta kula. Feel the haki b'hani oser b'lechof. These do not need the chaf adimyan, the letter chaf, which means like. Why? Shekim and Sheshmoy Murray Isser, since the word itself indicates Isser, but the chaf nami mitzer the kuliyam. So even after the chaf, it works. I've got the same name of the chiyamer tome at shuma kum the chaf. So now, Noiser and Pigel are lochas only for kabbalists. But the word tome applies to kabbalists. It also applies to truma, which we'll see later on, has a din of a not a davar hanader, but a davar aser. I think we spoke about this. Even though I designate the truma, it's that the Torah created an issur called truma. The Torah empowered me to say what is the truma, but it's not that I'm generating the issur of truma. The issur of truma, the Torah generates. That's like chazer. You can't say something also like chazer because you have no power to make something like that. Some which a human being can make usur, a korban, so that's within my power to generate. I can say this should also be usur like the korban that I can make. So when he says over here the word tome, maybe it's going on truma. The shape nami tuma v'tahor. The truma nami haber l'davar aser. He matves lo yitzer kabina megemora. And we'll see the truma is not called a davar anoder, based on the argument that you generated, but rather it's called davar aser. You're tapping into the isra tara of truma. So if so, when he says tamei, why do we assume he means tamei of kachim? Maybe it means tamei of truma. Filhachi kima nikol mem rahachi the kachim kamakaven havlik istam adorim lahachim. Okay, so that we have the general rule istam adorim lahach, where we assume he meant the kachim element, not the truma element. Okay, that's the second set. So the first set is words of Dramash Meheter, so they need a lamed with a patach. The second set is words which are mashma iser, but the iser is a kachim, a type of iser, so they don't need anything a lamed or a chav. Haratani, keimra kedirim, keitzim, the hanikulo ain shma meral shem iser. See, it's like a sheep. It's a sheep. This one should be a sheep. Like, really? What does that mean? What about a sheep? There's no. This one should be tameh. This one should be noiser. This one should be pigol. So you're saying this should be also like a korban, which has dinim of noiser, dinim of pigol, dinim of tumah. But to say over here with that the word sheep without a chaf, there's no way to get a biser. Shemachi Amar Rabbi Huda, the boy of the memrino the chaf. So you must say them with a chaf. The loy loy mashma the amr aser. Without a chaf, what are you saying? Saying this should be like a sheep? I say, oh, you mean like the sheep of a korban? This should be like a sheep. This should be like a sheep. This should be like a sheep. What are you saying? I mean, it's fluffy like a sheep. Then it shouldn't be like a sheep. It is like a sheep. It should become fluffy. Like what are you saying? You mean it should be also like a sheep, which is of Israel. Okay. Mashain came a pickle noise vinoiser, the kim and the shmon al shame iser, they're describing the iser, Rehu Karmer, kipigle kinoiser. But I said this should be pigle. What do I mean? This should be have the same iser, just like pigle as iser. So that you don't need the chaf, is automatic. Okay. And now beam taxi alai, if you're gonna ask Tikshalai, but Tanan be Iluch Misnisan. Harmer carbon oila mincha. We'll see a Mishnah coming up. Says that you said lashon of carbon oila mincha without a chaf. Filach l'itam b'rbiudar matter. Yehuda says it doesn't work. In the time of the kulud l'minim b'chaf. V'amai v'hatani shmon mare iser. It said this kicker should be carbon. Yehuda says no good. He didn't say kick carbon. Like why? That's not like over there. You're clearly talking about the oila, the shlamim. This kikar should be an oila. So that should be like pigul and oyster. Even though you didn't say the chav, we assume that you mean that should be oyster, just like an oila is oyster. This oyster just like nicer is oyster. Might be pigul, but nicer that you don't need pigul. So you don't need a chav. And according to Behuda, by oila and shlamim, you do need a chav. Lav koshihi. She'elav is shman marin isuran. An oila has isurim which come with it, and that's part of what an oila is. Kamakam eng shmon al shem isurim. But you're not describing the isur. Shoimer behemazu oila, oichat is enemy skavain, b'shem zel isurim. We're not saying that this should have isur just like a korban as isur. Where do you see isur over there? So this thing should be oila oichat. So it's a tzorak lasis mimenu. You're not discussing the Isurim, but you're discussing you should process this like a korban. Yes, one of the byproducts of a korban is the fact that there's Isur. That's not what you're saying. But when you're saying pigol and noiser, you're discussing the Isur. Mashang and pigol noiser, shishmon mar alayan, mishum Isur bavad. Those are the descriptions of the Isur. Fichel kol shomer pigol and noiser, alay kicker zeh. The word mechichon shall eser whom he's kaven. That it's obviously means eser. And it's considered as if he said kipigol mechin noiser kam. Hemachim mitzvah beloy tov. I feel Rabbi Yehuda. So that even though Rabbi Yehuda says Yerushalayim lomer klum, you need ki Yerushalayim. But by pigol and noiser he's meida. You don't need a chaf. Inami. To tell you a different shot totally. Time of the Behuda, the boy Chav, by the case of Korban, this is Korban, Oyla Shlomim. You need, according to Behuda, you need Ki Oyla, Ki Shlomim. But you don't need kipigel kinoiser, what's the difference? The reason why Behuda says you need over there a kav, shindulay kav, sirle the chai imrakomer. By the life of this korban, I swear. By the life of this oil, I swear. That's not a good net. That's not a good netter. Or I make a netter. You're making a netter by the life of the oil. So I don't know what it means. I say care oil means there should be like an oil. So that's what we're worried about over there. B'chein b'shar shemoki b'tomei pigol v'noiser loyshach chai tomei loyboy chofet. He says by the life of the tomei. The words don't make any sense. You swear by, you know, by the life of the korban. Here's such an idea. You swear by the life of tomei. It's not a. So but there you don't need a chof. Okay, mukha my perusha b'gemora. This pshat seems to fit well. The gemora that the tanya moider v'chamim b'yehuda b'armer. Hey korban. Kamar, we have the pligya layer, the armor korban, greater the lechai korban kamar. Even though they agreed to, they argue with Yehuda. If this is the word korban, the kamar hold, that's good enough. He doesn't mean to make an editor by the life of a korban. He means this should be a korban. But if he says, but armor, hey korban, moinolay, that sounds more like a lotion of. Of Chai, so he's swearing by the life of. So you see the issues of the lashon of Chai Korban. A kachner be'enai pirush masdish. Say no, really the Rishonim Zalshon. Imam u'baharbe hello davar mechuber lefi daiti. They've had a lot of discussion over here. Nothing very exciting. I think nothing which I think is correct. This is the way to understand the mission. Finish around the Mishnah. Kimro, Kesheshel Korban. Now, it should be like the sheep of a Korban. Maybe he's like a sheep of not of a Korban. The Stamadorim Lahachmer. Void, the Mashal, the Keser, Hayaduakomer. So we say it should be like a sheep. Like, which sheep do you mean? So if you say a sheep of a Korban, so I understand, you're picking out a Keser. Which has some element which is like obvious, unique, and known, is saying this should be like that one. So, but to say it should be like a sheep. What does that mean? So we don't mean, we assume it doesn't mean that. Kedirim, kikabonas shebedirim, like the kabonas in the corral. Keitim, kishtekis veitim, shoya urich, agabi maracha, kedisim, veerala, kohen eitim, like the wood which was put on the mizbeach. Which people were allowed to offer, so that this should be also like that. Like the fire, like the flames. Yerushalayim. So the Tana in the Mishnah understands Rabbi Yehuda that Ki Yerushalayim works. Yerushalayim alone doesn't work. Okay.